President Barack Obama is coming to Tampa tomorrow with Vice President Joe Biden. Tampa area member of Congress Kathy Castor says Obama will announce $8 billion in grants for high-speed rail. Florida has applied for $2.5 billion to build a high-speed rail line between Orlando and Tampa.
More importantly than the rail, I think at this point, is the fact that we're going to create thousands of new jobs for Floridians, for many of our neighbors and the businesses in the Tampa Bay area especially. This is one of the single largest investments for Florida under the Recovery Act. I've talked with David Axelrod a couple times over the last week, and it is clear that President Obama is not pleased with the rate of recovery, and they understand that our state has been very hard hit. But this is going to help turn it around. This is really a monumental job initiative for our state. So I'll be quite proud to be flying with the president back home tomorrow and hear exactly what the announcement will entail.
So we know that there's $8 billion for high-speed rail initiatives across the whole country. Are you certain that Florida will be getting some, and if so, how much?
I'm very confident that Florida is a leader. I mean, there aren't many places that you'll have the president and the vice president together for an announcement, so it's sure to be a major announcement. And they're focused on economic recovery, and Florida families and businesses have a lot to gain through this announcement. I mean, in the short term, it's going to be a significant boost. They will hire thousands of people in construction and engineers and others. But in the long term, this is going to leave a lasting legacy that will help grow businesses, boost tourism, and really alter, transform Florida into a modern state, one that will be the envy of the entire country.
Now, I'm wondering about the mixed message that Obama is sending this week with a freeze on discretionary spending. You're saying that this kind of economic stimulus is good for the economy, but at the same time, the president is now trying to make sure that there's less spending in the federal government or that amount stays the same. Do you see the contrast there?
I liken it to a patient that has had a heart attack. That's what we've just been through. That's what the Bush administration left us with these huge deficits when they took us into Iraq and put it all on a credit card and gave the wealthiest Americans tax cuts. That and the housing bubble led to this patient, our country, having a heart attack. The stimulus came in with the paddles to restart the heart, and that's what this investment in new jobs and rail in Florida is. But over the long term, this patient has to go on a diet and has to get healthy. And I don't think they are inconsistent. Over the long term, we've got to address the deficit and bring it back under control.
And finally, Representative Castor, President Obama will be giving his State of the Union address tonight. What do you expect to hear?
I expect to hear that the president is on the side of middle-class families. Let me tell you, working up here in Washington, the special interests want to undermine what we're trying to do to rein in Wall Street, to adopt meaningful health reform for our families and our businesses. And I feel that President Obama is on the side of middle-class families and will lay out a number of initiatives tonight to prove that.
Democratic U.S. Representative Kathy Castor will be with President Obama tomorrow when he announces bullet train funding in Tampa. In an audio statement today, U.S. Senator Bill Nelson predicted that if Obama does announce that Florida will receive $2.5 billion for high-speed rail, it would create 23,000 jobs over the next 4 years.
The president is going to announce, according to early speculation, that a high-speed rail grant will be coming to Florida for high-speed rail from Tampa to Orlando. This will remake transportation for Florida. If you look at the traffic jams on I-4, you just simply can't build enough lanes on the highway to take care of the expected traffic. We will have jobs that will be created, some 23,000 jobs over the course of the next 4 years. So it's not only providing jobs for us in the times of recession, but it's also going to bring us well into the 21st century with our transportation system.
That was Democratic U.S. Senator Bill Nelson. President Obama will be at the University of Tampa tomorrow afternoon at 12:30, but all tickets were given away today. We will bring you full coverage. Obama's State of the Union address is tonight at 9:00.